Hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Nisha Lang. This week I'm talking about the one and only Christopher Lloyd. So here we go. Christopher Lloyd was born on October 22nd, 1938. Lloyd began his career in apprenticing at summer theatres in Mount Kisco, New York and Hanyers, Massachusetts. In 1977, Lloyd returned to the Broadway for the musical Happy End. He performed in the Azriel Wajaz adaptation of Voyager's De Four Skies, the Possessed Yell Repertory Theatre, and at the Jay's broad premiere of White Pelican at the PRF Playhouse in Huntington Station, New York, on Long Island. His first film was a psychiatric patient, Max Tabor, in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, alongside future co-star Danny DeVito. He is known for his work as Renovar Jim Aknowski, the ex-hippie cabbie in the sitcom Taxi, for which he won two Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, and the enteretic inventor Emmett Doc Brown in the Back to the Future trilogy, for which he was nominated for a Saturn Award. In 1985, he appeared in the pilot episode of Street Hawk. The following year, he played the relived Professor B.O. Beans on the television series Amazing Stories. Other roles include Killington Commander Kurd in Star Trek III, The Search of Spock, and on suggestion, a fellow actor, a friend, Leonard Nimoy. In November 2007, Christopher was reunited on screen with his former Taxi co-star Judd Hirsch in the second four-episode graphic of the television series Numbers as Ross Moore. He then played the role of Ebenezer Scrooge in a 2008 production of A Christmas Carol at the Kodak Theatre with John Goodman, with Jane Leaves. In 2009, he appeared in a comedic trailer for a Fox horror film version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory entitled Gobstopper, in which he played Willy Wonka as a horror film-style villain. On January 21st, 2011, he appeared in the Firefly episode of the J.J. Abrams television series Fringe as Roscoe Joyce. That August, he reprised his role as the role of Dr. Brown, of Doc Emmett Brown from Back to the Future, as a part of the advertising campaign for Gabriel and the Agitine Appliance Company, as also the part of Nike's Back for Future campaign for the benefit of the Michael J. Fox production. In October 2015, an episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live, Lloyd and Michael J. Fox appeared in a Back to the Future skit to commemorate the date of the second installment for the film's trilogy. By July 2020, Lloyd was cast in The Alchemist in Man and Witch, a family-friendly fantasy adventure film directed by Rob Malagoyce, with Jim Henson's Creature Shop set to recreate the puppets of the film. In March 2022, Lloyd appeared in a promotional of time travel in the film The Adam Project, along with two of its stars, Ryan Reynolds and Mark Ruffalo. In April 2023, Lloyd guest starred in the episode of third season of The Mediterranean, portraying the role of Kamiska Hadjiet, and also in June 2023, it was announced to be starring in the live-action Knuckles series, which premiered in April 2024. So, now you know about Christopher Lloyd. Honestly, the most awesome actor I've definitely seen. I've only seen him in Back to the Future. It's definitely an amazing adaptation. My favourite one is definitely the first one. Awesome. He's an awesome actor, and I really hope he will continue for many more years. He's absolutely amazing, and he's done a lot of iconic roles over the years. Like I said, Doc Brown. He's iconic. But anyway, that is me done for another week of celebrities. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care, and bye for now.